You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Angela, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. Things in Randolph well, I take it?
Yes, they're very well. Thank you.
And Angela just spent all morning trying to book flights to go out and see her sister in California for her big 50th birthday.
Lovely.
Yes.
That'll be a party.
Wonderful.
Hey, do me a favor. Kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Which might pay for one bag. Bag fees are out of control.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Kennedy's got 2,031 wins, only 188 losses. She has, in fact, stepped out of our studio into that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that's happening right now. You just get more right than Kennedy, you win, okay?
Sounds great.
Question number one. Birds recently pooped on Matt Damon while he was out with Chris Hemsworth in Australia. Which Massachusetts city was Matt Damon born and raised in?
Cambridge.
Question number two. Lisa Rinna showed off an amazing bikini body in some pictures that the 54-year-old recently posted. Lisa Rinna got her start on soap operas and is now a part of which Real Housewives reality series?
Oh, Desperate Housewives.
Okay, question number three. An Illinois woman is suing Junior Mints, claiming their packaging is deceptive because their boxes are only filled halfway with candy. Aren't all candies like that, though?
When you get chips on an airplane.
The candy comes in a white box with the word Junior Mints across it, written in which color?
Green.
Question number four. Actor Adam Scott, 45 today. What was his character's name in Parks and Rec, who ended up marrying Leslie Knope?
Never watched it. Sorry.
Okay, question number five. Kaley Cuoco says that back before she was rich and famous, she dated a big-time Hollywood actor until she found out he was a bad tipper. Where is Kaylee's character Penny originally from before moving to California to become an actress?
She was from Nebraska.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Randolph coming in hot.
Let's see. Anza got 1, 2, 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right.
Okay, not bad.
Not bad.
Yep. Not bad, Angela.
Yep.
Not bad.
These are very difficult questions, Kennedy. Not quite as difficult as 6:45 this morning, but still difficult nonetheless. Question number one. Birds recently pooped on Matt Damon while he was out with Chris Hemsworth in Australia. Which Massachusetts city was Damon born and raised in?
I don't know. Newton.
Cambridge.
Why are you looking at me like I'm stupid?
I thought that was common.
I would have said Quincy.
Question number two. Lisa Rinna showed off an amazing bikini body in some pictures the 54-year-old recently posted. Lisa got her start on soap operas and is now a part of which Real Housewives reality series?
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Not Desperate Housewives. Not the Real Housewives of Desperate Housewives. I haven't seen that one. I'm sure my wife is watching it.
I would watch it.
Title one, question number three. An Illinois woman is suing Junior Mints, claiming their packaging is deceptive because their boxes are only filled halfway with candy. The candy comes in a white box with the words Junior Mints across it, written in which color?
Green.
We're tied at 2. Question number 4. Actor Adam Scott, 45 today. What was his character's name in Parks and Rec who ended up marrying Leslie Knope?
Ben.
Ben is correct.
Ben.
3-2. Question number 5. Kaley Cuoco says that back before she was rich or famous, she dated a big-time Hollywood actor until she found out he was a bad tipper.
Hmm.
Where is Kaylee's character Penny originally from?
Nebraska.
Before moving to California.
There you go.
That is right. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
4-3 is the final score.
Woo-hoo.
Angela, you don't get the cash. However, I do have a pair of tickets you are going to see on your feed. It tells the story of Emilio and Gloria Estefan coming to America to become stars.
Oh, nice.
On your feed at the Boston Opera House, April 17th through the 29th.
Awesome.
Tickets are available to buy at LexisBroadwayInBoston.com, but you're going free on us, okay, Angela?
Sounds great.
You and a guest have a great time for that. Thank you for listening this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Well, Kennedy, I'm Angela from Randolph, and I can't.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.